Well, earlier this year, United Nations special reporter Leilani Farah made headlines when she compared homeless encampments in the Bay Area to slums in developing countries and decried the crisis as a human rights violation. Farah recently presented her findings to the UN General Assembly in New York and joins us now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks for joining us today, Ms. Farah. Can you explain specifically what makes it so bad here? Now, I see it every day on the streets of San Francisco, but what brings it to the level of this crisis that you're observing?
Absolutely. I might even go so far as to say in some ways it could be worse than what I witness in developing countries, and here's why. The way it works under international human rights law, which is what I use in my work to guide my assessments, is that you judge a place based on their resources. So it's not like I compare San Francisco or Oakland to a place in Ethiopia or in South Africa. I actually do my assessment based on the resources in the area. So if we take a snapshot of California, we know California has the sixth largest GDP in the world, right? There's a heck of a lot of resources in California. Or even if we go more micro to San Francisco, the city itself, or to Oakland, the city itself, we see a lot of resources. And yet, there is a huge amount of homelessness, right? A lot of people, not just living in shelters, but living even on the pavement. And so in that way, it's shocking and shameful and unacceptable under human rights law that this would be happening in such a wealthy place.
Right, right. And, you know, there's been all sorts of remedies or so-called or attempted remedies over the last 20 or so years. And right now on the ballot in November, we have Proposition C, which would add some $300 million to homeless services. But it seems like this is a problem that is leveled off and it really hasn't gotten any better, regardless of all the great intentions of a lot of the local politicians. Are you seeing other remedies in other countries or other cities maybe that might be, you know, a searchlight or a beacon for San Francisco and the Bay Area?
Yeah. So I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot of bad stuff happening globally, right? So a lot of developed cities, if you look to Western Europe, for example, are experiencing higher levels of homelessness than ever before. There are only a few places in the world where we're seeing a reduction in homelessness. And those two places are Finland and Norway. And I will say at the outset, you know, I think, and I really believe this, that part of the success in those countries is that they view people who are living in homelessness entirely differently than what I saw, how I saw city officials and everyday people viewing the homeless folks in San Francisco. In European states and in Finland and Norway in particular, it's understood that people living in homelessness are actually what we call rights holders. In other words, they have the right to housing. They are not charity cases, and they should be treated with an incredible amount of respect, and it should be recognized that anyone who's homeless is a failure of the state, not a personal failure. See what I mean? It's
right.
A completely different orientation. Their successes have been based on that model. And so they've gone forward with what's called a housing first approach, which I'm sure you know about, you know, where you sort of do, the first thing you do is you get people housing. You don't say, oh, you have to clean up your act before you get housing.
Right.
You have to get off drugs. You have to get off alcohol. Mm-hmm. No, it's understood. Get them into housing and then give them all of the support services that they need until they don't need them any longer. So don't limit it to 6 months, 12 months. You say, when you can be autonomous, then we'll withdraw the support, right?
Right, right.
This is
right.
A different model, and it's quite a successful model, but it has as its underpinning that very different perception of people who are homeless.
Right, right. Make housing a human right, and then we can make inroads. Thank you so much for
exactly.
joining us today, Leilani Farah, special UN reporter. Great having you on the show today.